Good morning, Boker Tov, Buenos Dias, Sabah Alakhir. This is Shana Fold here from Tel Aviv with the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm here to give you the daily headlines so you can get caught up quickly. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2020, which means that tomorrow I'll deliver a special report. This podcast has been recorded at 8:43 a.m. Israel time. My name is Shana Fold. You may know me from my nighttime writing days at New York One in New York City, or my field reports and anchoring at ILTV in Tel Aviv and Israel Now News in Jerusalem. I'm also the host of The Sunset Series, a weekly Monday night happy hour talk series. First up, a new study released is hitting home for yours truly. Data shows 65% of the people with coronavirus became infected in their own homes. I myself am going through a coronavirus scare that may have been passed to me while in the house. I'll be taking a drive-through corona test immediately after I publish this show this morning. The report comes from the Knesset Research and Information Center, which showed that the first biggest place for contracting the contagious COVID-19 virus is at home, and the second was listed to be at school. That news from Haaretz. Following up on a story about the Shin Bet tracking coronavirus patients in Israel, the Shin Bet, or Israel's internal security agency, is holding a meeting today to discuss the tracking after some 30,000 people were sent messages last week ordering them into a two-week quarantine, followed by an overwhelming number of people trying to appeal that order. The service line people were calling to make their claims has not been functional enough to meet the demand of people who say they were accused of being in locations they were not. If you recall, I mentioned Monday a woman who was accused of being near an infected person at a time when she says she was at home. Her order to stay inside lost her 5 days of pay, and she was unable to tend to the children she was leading in a summer camp program. The Shin Bet says they are reconsidering their plan to extend the practice of reviewing cell phone data to track the coronavirus. I'm going to squeeze in two more bonus coronavirus stories before moving on to a political one. Professor Siegel Sadetsky, the Director of Public Health Services at Israel's Health Ministry, announced yesterday that she is resigning. She said the direction of the team has been lost and her professional opinions have been ignored. Also, the West Bank city of Beitar Elite is being closed today for 1 week's time as the Orthodox settlement has had an uptick in coronavirus cases. I actually have family in Beitar Elite. Following up on a story I brought to you weeks ago about an old Muslim cemetery in Yafo, or Jaffa in English, that has become political. The Islamic Council is reacting after being told the restraining order they petitioned for meant to halt construction of a homeless shelter on this site was being removed. So that restraining order is being removed. Judge Limor Bibi of the Tel Aviv District Court also ordered the plaintiff to pay 7,500 shekels or $2,200. The court had frozen construction here for a time, but then moved up the July 22nd court date and claimed that waiting was causing financial damage to the city. Over the last weeks, Muslim residents in Jaffa have protested the construction of this shelter. The director of the council told Haaretz that the ruling was based on technicalities and legal acrobats and that the system is a fundamentally discriminatory one. The Tel Aviv Stock Exchange is welcoming a new brand to its public listing, Next Food. This company is working to make food more sustainable and is most recently focused on 3D printed meat alternatives. The crew is hoping to raise $7.5 million in their IPO. A California VC fund focused on the field of food and agriculture reports that global investment in this industry has grown from $22 billion in 2013 to $20 billion just last year. Not to toot our own horn, but Israel is a leading force in this department. With about 250 startups in the arena, the Crunchbase data site reports that the industry raised $135 million last year, up from $53 million in 2013. Those numbers are just for Israel. All right, well, that is it for today's news. I do hope that you felt connected to Israel. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. We've got a low of 24 and a high of 29 degrees Celsius in Tel Aviv. That's 75 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 84 in the central city. Thanks for getting caught up with me, and don't forget, subscribe to the Israel Daily News podcast on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you're hearing it from. I am everywhere. I would love to get some feedback from listeners, especially while I anxiously await the results of my COVID-19 test at home. Please get in touch with me using the contact page listed in my show notes. I'll send you off with a nostalgic type of song by Eugene Kurolap. Kurolap was born in the Soviet Union in 1989 to musical parents and arrived in Canada in 1996. He says he got started doing music at a young age when he joined the choir because it had 20 girls and just two boys. I see Eugene is a man of odds. Here's Memories. Have a great and productive day.
Would there be things that you wouldn't do for me? And now that we're old, but not gone, why are we holding on to our memories? Has our time come too soon? Are we forever doomed to live through memories? Now that I'm old, I remember you. Now that we're old, I hope you remember me too. Recognize this, I'm in front of you. Recognize this, that I'm singing this song for you. Now that we're old but not gone, why are we holding on to our memories? Has our time come too soon? Are we forever doomed to live through memories?